The one-time leader of the New England Mafia is back behind bars. Despite a deal that allowed him to remain free after admitting to 8 murders, Francis Cadillac Frank Salemi could spend the rest of his life there. WBUR's David Boeri reports on the new murder charge that led to Salemi's arrest yesterday.
His face was thinner, so was his hair, and his back was bowing to his age. But Frank Salemi had spent a career in crime and courtrooms, and upon seeing his nemesis, federal prosecutor Fred Wyshak, he displayed bluff humor. "Hey, Fred, fancy seeing you here." Salemi must have known this day was coming. At 82, he has had a lifetime packed with deceit, brutality, betrayal, and bad endings. His best friend and longtime partner, Stephen Flemmy, turned out to have been an FBI informant. And another friend, who was yet another FBI informant, set Salemi up to be assassinated on the North Shore in 1988, which the FBI knew about but never tried to prevent. The hard-earned wisdom Salemi shared with me in 2004, when he was in the Witness Protection Program and using the name Frank Delaney, was this.
"You're not going to beat the government, let's face it. One way or the other, they're going to get you."
So Salemi had to have known prosecutor Fred Wyshak was coming to get him, ever since another criminal defendant, in another case, cut a deal last spring and led the FBI to a secret grave in Providence. In June, the remains found there were identified as those of nightclub manager Stephen DeSaro. And yesterday, Wyshak's criminal complaint charged Salemi with the murder of a witness. Salemi's attorney is Steve Buzang.
"Mr. Salemi denies these charges, always has, always will. This case will go to trial."
Stephen DeSaro was a witness because of what he knew as the manager of the Channel nightclub. According to the evidence and to accomplices, the club was owned and operated by the mob, and DeSaro was a straw for the real owner, Frank Salemi's son. The government has witnesses ready to testify that to keep DeSaro from talking, Salemi Sr. joined Salemi Jr. and others in murdering him at Salemi's home in Sharon in May 1993. In 2004, the government actually charged the mobster with lying and obstruction of justice for his denial that he knew about or had been involved in DeSaro's disappearance. Salemi pled guilty while insisting he had nothing to do with killing him. There was no murder charge because the government had no body.
"Mr. Salemi is prepared to go to trial. He's healthy, and we'll see how it shakes out in the end."
Salemi had actually been given the chance to win immunity for DeSaro's murder. When he was on better terms with the government after agreeing to testify as a witness against the corrupt FBI agent John Connolly in 2002, Salemi admitted to committing 8 murders.
"I had full immunity. I had absolute immunity."
But Salemi did not admit to the murder of DeSaro. And under the agreement with the government, Salemi would have had to tell all, which would have implicated his dead son and his brother. As part of his reward for testifying for the government and for helping convict Connolly, Salemi was admitted to the Federal Witness Protection Program. He was recently living in Atlanta, Georgia, as Richard Parker when the bones in Rhode Island were identified. That provided prosecutor Fred Wyshak with the evidence to seek the murder charge and yesterday's arrest in Connecticut.
"He was arrested because he had fled his prior residence, we believe, based upon recent events.
And before he could be charged. But Salemi's lawyer, Steve Buzang, insists his client was fleeing from nothing.
"He's on his way back. Well, I think Atlanta to Connecticut is a lot closer to Boston than California, isn't it? He was coming back to answer any charges that may have been coming forth."
One way or the other, Frank Salemi was coming back to the place he must have known was his destination. For the mobster known as Cadillac Frank, the recall seemed inevitable. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.